Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
That for you were, that's talking about the past. When we were unbelievers, we were like sheep going astray. We are still sheep, but this time we have a leader. You were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Jesus Christ is the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. In the Old Testament, what happened was that we lost leadership within when man fell. In the kingdom of God, in the Garden of Eden, man had the Spirit of God living inside of him. But when man fell, we lost our internal leader. That internal leader is like a map which is inside. It's like a compass which is inside. It's like a chip which is inside, so that we are able to go where he wants us to go and do what he wants us to do. But we lost that privilege. However, in the New Testament, the Bible says by the coming of Jesus Christ, he reinstated leadership inside of us. That is why we are saying that who you follow in the New Testament is firstly within you. Look at the book of Hebrews chapter 8. So now you have a leader. Leadership is important for every human being. That is why the first thing God does in bringing us to the place he has designed for us is to put that chip back inside of us, that leader back inside of us. Hebrews chapter 8, and then from verse 8 is going to give us a picture of how God has made our disposition different from that of the Old Testament people. So Hebrews 8 verse 8 says that, because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Now, over here, it says the house of Israel and the house of Judah, but we know it's also talking about us, because we have been grafted into every one of the promises of Israel. When you read anywhere, you see Israel is talking about you also, because you have been grafted in so that you enjoy the nourishment and the promises that was feeding Israel and that is feeding Israel. So says that, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them. Woo! You know, look at the way that he was leading them. He says, I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Says that, no more am I going to take you by the hand and lead you as I led your fathers, because they did not continue in my covenant and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. Wow. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. This is an awesome, awesome promise. The Old Testament people were different from us. They didn't have the laws of God in their minds. Can you imagine that? They didn't have it written upon their hearts. They were human beings just like you and I, with blood flowing inside of them. But their spiritual condition and disposition was different, way different from ours. If you check in the Greek, the word that is translated testament is firstly translated disposition. So a New Testament is talking about a new disposition, a new way God has disposed you. Now God in the new disposition has put something, our leader, inside of us. And so we always have to listen within us, and everything that is outside of us must synchronize with what is inside. Hallelujah. Any guidance outside of us, given by men, given maybe by our own wisdom and all that, must synchronize. It must agree with the leader inside. Because the Bible says that the one which is inside is greater than the one which is outside. All of the experiences of the people who have gone ahead of us is not as great as the leadership which God gives unto us. That one is customized. That one is tailor-made for us to be able to wriggle our way out of the entanglement that the devil puts us in. It is God's way of making us make the necessary progress that we need to make in our lives. When we listen deep inside of us, we can never miss out on God, because God will always contact your spirit first in dealing with you. He will always talk to your spirit. He will always talk inside of you. Hallelujah. So I want us to understand that in the New Testament, we have a new disposition altogether, and we should be grateful to Jesus for it. We do not have to travel afar off like the Ethiopian eunuch has to travel all the way from Ethiopia and come to Jerusalem and come to worship and come to pay the tithe or whatever of Ethiopia to Israel or to Jerusalem. Now we have the privilege of God leading us inside. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing we have. God is not far away from you. Sometimes we struggle with what God wants us to do, what direction God has got for us. Your struggles are over, because now he says that I am within you, and I'm going to lead you from inside. No more are you a sheep that should go astray, but now you have a leader which is inside. I'm excited. I'm blessed just by reading those two scriptures. I'm just blessed. Hallelujah. That we are different. That God's law is written on our hearts and in our minds. How different are we from all of our brothers who lived before Jesus Christ came? They didn't have that. They didn't have anything inside of them telling them anything. Just imagine it. They just walk blank, and they have to go to Moses, and they have to go to their leaders, and they have to go and just ask people. But now it is not the case. God says that I am going to shepherd them right from within. Hallelujah. Let's look at the second part of the point number 17, that who you follow is firstly within you, and secondly is represented by a man. That's wonderful. So what we are learning is that whatever thing, direction God has got for you, a man has got that direction also. There are always people who have gone ahead of us, people who represent the direction of God for our lives. Hallelujah. So that we are able to have that inspiration. We are able to have that encouragement. You know, sometimes God can direct you, but you see that you haven't passed this way before. And you wish that a human being who has trodden the path that you are treading, at least will be able to confirm to you. And God acknowledges that. You know, in the Garden of Eden, God was with man, and God was fellowshipping with man. But God himself saw that my fellowshipping with man is not enough, because we are dealing with the earth. We are dealing with a place that has been given to mankind. So God said, look, I come to man. Man is living in a glory realm, and I fellowship with man. But fellowshipping with man by God is not just enough. God says that it is not good that it should be like that. He must have a physical person who is kind of living the way that I have designed for him, so that apart from my inspiration and my encouragement, till the garden and do all those kind of things, he will also have somebody who is doing it and who he is going to take inspiration from. So I believe that Adam and Eve, they felt better, not just because God was with them, but more so because they were with each other and they were watching each other perform, even as God was guiding them, because they hadn't learned any agronomy from anywhere. And here they were supposed to till the garden or to develop the thing. Hallelujah. And spread it. Actually, God's word was that put replicate the Garden of Eden all over the world. Let it feel my glory, what I've done. Just replicate it all over. So they took inspiration from each other. That is why, apart from God leading us within, taking us back to the kingdom world, we have to get a human representative who we take inspiration and encouragement from. Let's look at the book of John chapter 3 and then verse 8. John chapter 3 and then verse 8. It says that the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now the Bible is saying some wonderful things here. It says that, look, if you are born of the Spirit, you have the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. If you are born of the Spirit, then you can behave like the Holy Spirit. Wow. Because if you bring forth to your child, because of your DNA in the child, is going to behave like you and talk like you. And his mannerism is going to be like you because you brought forth to the child. It's the same way. When you are born of the Spirit, you resemble the Holy Spirit. You have the inclinations of the Holy Spirit. You can get the direction of the Holy Spirit. Some of it comes naturally to you just because you are born by him. You bear his characteristic. What he likes, you tend to like also. What he hates, you tend to hate also. God is saying that he has got representatives who actually mimics the Spirit's guidance. They mimic the Spirit's guidance so that you can see an example of a human being doing what the Holy Spirit has told you to do. And that's wonderful and that's powerful, because in the earth realm, God acknowledges that human beings must play a major part as far as his directions for you is concerned. That is why when Saul asked Jesus Christ, "What will you have me to do?" Acts chapter 9. And he was on the road to Damascus. You remember what Jesus Christ said to him? He told him that he should get up. He should get up and go. Or somebody will come. A human being is going to come. And what I stand for, I'm going to put it in a human being. And a human being is going to help you. Okay? Because when you are somebody born of the Spirit, his desires are like the Holy Spirit. It's great. God has got representatives on this earth whom he put over us, whom we should follow. Hallelujah. Because his inclinations, he has put it inside of them. And that is also why when the angel came to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, he said to Cornelius that he should go and call Peter from the house of Simon in Joppa and bring him. And Peter is going to tell you the direction for your spiritual walk. He is going to give you how you will be saved and what you should say to be saved and what you should believe to be saved. Because God acknowledges that there are his people over here who are born of the Spirit, who can lead you in synchronization with the leadership of God. So if you remember the story of Elijah, God has got people. Oh, God, he's got people. People who can help you to locate what God has got for you. Because sometimes you can wait on God, but he will not mind you. Because you are discarding the people he has put over you. And we want to get it direct from God, like Adam and God, before Eve came around, is getting everything direct from God. Wonderful. God says that it's a good thing, but it is not good. And that's not how he operates on this earth. God has got people rich in spirit. And those people are not far away from you. They don't have to shout before you hear. They are close to you, just around you. There was a time that Elijah said that Israel was backsliding. Nobody knows God. All of them, they have persecuted the prophets, you know, they have killed all of them, and they are looking for me to kill me. And God corrected him. God told Elijah, wait a minute, Elijah. You think that I'm losing this battle? No, it's not the case. I have got, how many people did God have? 7,000.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Say, look, you are not the only prophet. You are not the only person who has not bowed down to Baal. I have people. But you see, the people that are faithful to God, they are not in the limelight. So it is easy for you to bypass them. God told Elijah, I have got people, 7,000 people who are in Israel. You don't know them, but they are there, and they have not bowed down to the prophet Baal. What was God telling Elijah? He was telling Elijah that there are people who stand for my direction, who stand for what I stand for, and who are just around you. The faithful backbones who are not seen, but they are in tune with God by grace. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Romans chapter 11 and then verse 24. These are the people, the Ananias, the people like Peter, who are going to help you to be able to follow the Lord. You follow them as you follow the Lord. Romans chapter 11 and then verse 2 to 4. Let's look at verse 5. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. I just want you to understand that by grace, God is going to help you to follow His direction. By grace, He is going to help you so that you are able to follow Him through a representative that has gone ahead of you. God puts them in our lives to lead us to the place that God has prepared for us. Look at the book of Acts chapter 15 and then verse 28. Acts chapter 15 and verse 28. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. I want you to note that. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. The apostles were saying that what seems good to the Holy Spirit, it also seems good unto us, because He is a spirit within you, but we are also representing His direction and His outlook, His take on the situation, difficult though it is, that you find yourself in. Sometimes we get into very difficult situations and we do not know what to do. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit, and it also seemed good unto us. Are you not excited about God's kingdom plan? Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 8 and then verse. No, whilst we are in Acts, let's go back to Acts chapter 5 before we come to Romans chapter 8. Acts chapter 5 and then verse 32. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. We are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit. The apostles, once again, are saying that what the Holy Spirit has seen, we have also seen. Hallelujah. Wow. Look at Romans chapter 8 and then verse 16. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. And please underline the word with. He's not saying that the Spirit bears witness to our spirit. He says that it bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In other words, the Spirit witnesses that you are a child of God, and your own human spirit has the same take, has the same direction, that we are children of God. Hallelujah. That is why the Holy Spirit is a helper. He's not somebody who takes over our lives. Hallelujah. He comes in to help us because we have the same. If you are born of the Spirit, your inclinations are close to the Holy Spirit. And God has got people whom he has raised up who have those inclinations. If you understand these things, ladies and gentlemen, you should not have a problem with what God wants you to do in this life. Unless you shun the leadership God has put over you. Because some of us, we do that. Some of us, we do that. You know, if you do not understand that there is an election of grace, and by grace, God gives certain human beings his mind and his direction and his take on issues. If you do not know that it is by grace that those people have it, and you bypass them, and you are saying that, well, although they are around, yet let me go and see God. It's a good thing. I will show you how to balance these things, right? But you bypass your leaders. They may have the same age with you. You may even be older than them or whatever, stronger, more knowledgeable in life, you know, common sense, things like that than them. But I made us read Romans chapter 11, that God's election is by grace. So when you understand this, you can always have people bearing witness. Yeah. Bearing witness and saying that this is the way God wants you to walk in and walk in it. If you understand these things, you should not struggle anymore, because sometimes you go to God and, like Paul, you are going to ask God, what have you got for me? And Jesus is coming to you after your 40 days fasting and prayer. He'll come and tell you, go to so and so and let him tell you what you should do. Oh, will you be happy? No, will you be happy? No, you were seeking the face of God. Paul says, what do you have for me in this life? What do you have for me in this church? What do you have for me in the kingdom of God? And instead of God talking to you after 40 days and 40 nights, he says, I go to a man. Like God appears to you in the case of Peter, the angel appears, says that God has heard your prayer, you are beloved, and stuff like that. And then he says, now go to Peter. Why didn't the angel give those directions? It goes back to God's design for his kingdom. There is kingdom leadership, and there is a way that we follow in the kingdom of God. Look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and then verse 5. Let's do the balance and we'll move on. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and then verse 5. What does it say? All these things we are doing, they are in the New Testament too. Don't think they are in the old. They are all after Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and then verse 5 says that, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. This is kingdom followership. This is the balance. They first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us secondly, by the will of God. So what you do is that whatever direction for your life, whatever thing God wants you to do, you first of all give yourself to the Lord. You first of all go to the Lord in prayer, in fastings, with the word of God. You ask God, what do you have for me? But God is going to talk to you to give yourself to some other human beings. Yeah. And the Bible says that that is his will. That is the will of God. That is the will of God. So when you put everything in the spirit, when you put everything in the spirit, and everything as something that you must receive direct from God, I tell you, you will not receive anything. Some of you are suffering unnecessarily. I'm telling you. Maybe the fasting shouldn't have gone 40 days. Oh, you should have maybe stopped the first day. Oh, yeah. Some of you stretch yourself unnecessarily when all around you are not talking to the people God has graced, people God has put over you. Hallelujah. Now, let's take it a little step further, a little deeper. I hope you don't get messed up. But I want to talk to you about the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist spirit is a spirit that puts everything into the spiritual realm. Look at the book of 1 John chapter 4, and we read from verse 2. The Antichrist spirit, you get to understand that, denies God's kingdom design, where you give yourself first to God and then you give yourself to men. You give yourself to men who are born of the spirit. You know? So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 2, I'm sure that you come across where John is describing the Antichrist, and this Antichrist denies the flesh, that Jesus Christ came physically. Okay? He only says that Jesus came spiritually. He puts everything in the spirit realm. Verse 2, by this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than the one who is outside. Hallelujah. What the Bible is teaching us is that the spirit of the Antichrist denies any representative of God in the physical. Jesus came representing God in the physical, and he denies that Jesus came in the flesh. He will say, well, Jesus came in the spirit. Do you know why? Because he knows that if he concedes that Jesus came in the flesh, then he's in trouble. Then God's kingdom will be manifest in the flesh, because he came in the flesh, overcame him with this flesh. Right in this world, tempted in every point, but without sin, overcame the devil totally. So if he reminds himself that Jesus came in the flesh, it will mean his defeat, not just by Jesus, but by his kind, people who have accepted him. So he always denied the flesh. He always denied the kingdom of God, or the rule of God, God's direction being known by people in the flesh. But God says that I make it known. Because if you are born of the Spirit, you move with the Spirit, you are like that. Hallelujah. That's how to follow. That's how to follow. In the new kingdom in which you have come, you first give yourself to God and then to his physical representatives. Because that is the will of God. Can we all say that is the will of God? Hallelujah. It's powerful, isn't it? Great. That's how the Christian life must be. That's how the church must be. We have to know that the will of God is that people give themselves first to him, and then secondly to people whom he has graced, born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's move on. Verse or point number 18. Kingdom followers are the unseen and unknown part of the body of Christ. Kingdom followers, they are the unseen and the unknown part of the body of Christ. You know? If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and then verse 17, the Bible tells us that all of us, all of God's people, are one body. We are just members one of the other, but we are one body and one bread. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says that for us, the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one. So also is Christ. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.